KBND Morning News Time, 6:05. Good morning to you. It's Monday. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis, sitting in this morning for Frank the Count Bonacquisti. This feels natural, doesn't it, Donna
James? It just
James?
Feels like home. You know, it's like, oh, there's Dave again. Yeah, this works for me. Well, good morning. We'll talk more here in just a minute. Right now in the news, Redmond School making plans to cut its budget next year to compensate for its $9 million shortfall. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports on what they plan on doing.
Redmond School's Director of Operations, Mike McIntosh, says even though they'll be opening a new high school in 2012, they won't be adding staff.
The student body population in Redmond is expected to remain relatively flat. And so when we plan to open a new high school by splitting the current kids and the staff into two separate buildings. And so we won't have to add a significant number of teachers.
Redmond Schools is asking every school employee from the superintendent down to take a 3.7% pay cut and plan to cut 28 positions. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND Radio News.
Concerned Central Oregon parents made the trek over the mountain this morning to lobby lawmakers on behalf of disabled children.
Just like all of the programs, they're talking about more cuts to funding for early intervention and early childhood special education. We've already taken a 57% cut to that program, and frankly, as important as that age group is, we just really can't afford to have any future cuts.
Diana Hansen is president of the Central Oregon Disability Support Network. She said humans develop more from birth to 5 years of age than at any other time in their life. She wants to tell lawmakers there will be money ahead to help take care of these issues while kids are still in their formative years than to try and retrain them later. Bend continues with a reputation for being a bicycling mecca, and now it's chosen as a location for a very special cycling event. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams has the story.
The Oregon Bicycle Constructors Association has decided to move its handmade bike show from Portland to Bend.
You know, the handmade bike culture in Oregon is one of the most vibrant in the country, in that there will be over 40 handmade bike manufacturers from the state of Oregon displaying their bikes, which are beautiful, beautiful bikes and very artistic. They'll be displaying them at the show.
Visit Bend's Doug LaPlaca says the handmade bike show will occur in tandem with the Halloween cyclocross crusades in later October. The crusades typically attract about 1,000 contestants and many more spectators. LaPlaca says those two events are the largest and most prestigious cycling events in the entire Northwest. He adds their timing is perfect because October is generally considered a slow tourism season. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
If you're worried about radiation from Japan, you can call a special hotline the state just set up. It's updated each hour. Here's a sample of what you might hear.
Thank you for calling the information line for the Office of Environmental Public Health in the Public Health Division of the Oregon Health Authority. For information about risks from the Japanese radiation events, press 2. To hear the Oregon Public Health Emergency Preparedness Program and the Radiation Protection Services are closely monitoring information on the radiation release reported in Japan after an explosion at a reactor site Saturday and the subsequent events. The overall risk to Oregon is low.
The Environmental Protection Agency has a network of radiation detectors throughout the country and two stations in Oregon, one in Portland and one in Corvallis. If you'd like to hear all the updated information, the number is 877-290-6767. A bill in the Oregon House is designed to reduce the market for shark fins. Shark fins are considered a delicacy in some cultures, but animal activists say the way fins are collected is inhumane. Sharon Harmon with the Oregon Humane Society said her organization does not disagree with fishing or hunting.
But I think all of us can agree that cutting parts off a live animal and pitching it back over is an egregious affront to our responsibility to other beings on this planet.
The bill would make it illegal to sell or trade shark fins in Oregon. The $120 fine is being considered, but some lawmakers wonder if the fee is enough to slow the practice of shark finning, which reportedly could be quite lucrative. Opponents are concerned the ban could cause complications for researchers and fishers who accidentally catch shark. Another hearing will be held. That's a look at your news. I'm Donna James. Depend on us. News Talk 1110 KBND.